Fran, first question. Were you driving into work, England logoed car, windows down, playing Pharrell?
Not quite. I tried to make it out the house three times this morning to actually get to the office, and I still find myself here because we've been inundated with press and media coverage and ITV saying they're sending cameras to my house in half an hour and things just to talk about netball. So I'm actually now still in Swindon and I should be up in Loughborough in the office. So it's been crazy. People have been knocking on the car doors the last couple of days of my car and of staff cars and saying congratulations and posting notes on the windscreen saying, well done, you've inspired a nation. It really has been incredible.
It's nice as well because you're keeping busy. You've been on BBC Sky, BBC Wiltshire of all places, and even royalty being part of Radio 4 Women's Hour.
That's right. We've done lots of stuff, and only in the last hour we've done some more on TalkSport on Channel 4. We've pretty much hit all of the major channels, and that's not us knocking on people's doors and begging. For the first time, it's people coming to us saying, we want to talk about netball, which for us, a governing body, we've never seen before. You know, front pages of The Telegraph, just absolutely incredible.
We push the boat out here at Podcast HQ. We've got sparkling water and some Skittles. I hope that's all right.
Absolutely.
So what's it been like for you? Suddenly everybody wants to talk to you about it.
Yeah, really interesting. It's actually been a really good learning curve. I'm leading the World Cup legacy project for Liverpool in 2019. And I think it's just taught us how prepared we need to be. There's been absolutely some last minute kind of pulling staff in on the weekend and all sorts because we weren't expecting, if I'm honest, we were desperately hoping we got to the final. And I think we believe we could. I'm not sure we were absolutely expecting the gold, although we knew we'd good enough. So we had things in place. We'd done some planning, but nothing could prepare us for that. So it's been great for me, really, to learn from this experience so that in next year, hopefully, when we bring home another gold from Liverpool, we've absolutely got all the T's crossed and the I's dotted.
We look at the front pages. It's there. It's there on the back pages. It's in the middle pages and something like that. Definitely long overdue.
Oh yes. I think I shed a tear last night when I saw the first front page. And for years, we've really tried to make that happen, or even the back pages we've been trying to make happen, not even the front pages, but to get both is unbelievable. But it's what women's sport deserves. It's what we've been crying out for and pushing for so long. And it really shows the powerfulness of a gold medal. And it really shows, I mean, some of the things we're experiencing now really locally, it really shows how that gold medal can inspire young women, mums, grandmas to want to get involved. I think just in the last couple of hours, I've got some stats through on some of our digital activity, and the website hits on our session finder are up by 2,000% on the same time last month. So I guess we prepare, but you can't imagine the enormity and the amount of attention it will actually draw.
We've both been involved with the sport for a long time. Extra coverage, obviously, well deserved. And I suppose in some way, we just hope it continues to build and last.
We do. And one of the key things that we did plan for is we wanted to make sure that as soon as we came out of Com Games, then we had the next big thing. So today we went on sale for World Cup fan packages amongst members. Tomorrow we'll go on sale to the wider public. We've got volunteer launches planned in the not too distant future. We've then got the big launch of what will be the legacy plan that we're launching a year out from Liverpool. And we'll share some really good kind of teasers in the run-up to that launch, but we've got some great stuff planned, so the netball community can't get away from the fever that's been created in the last couple of days. We'll keep the excitement going, we'll keep giving them something else to get involved with, and hopefully their supporters on the road to Liverpool over the next 12-18 months.
Have you found yourself having to explain how much a big deal it is actually beating the Aussies?
Oh, yes. I think in every interview I've done,
did you
that's
enjoy
what
it?
People have wanted to do. Oh, I've loved it. Absolutely loved it. And to beat them on their home turf, I mean, you couldn't have written the script better. And it allows you to just get really passionate and shout about how much you love about netball. So I've thoroughly enjoyed those interviews over the last kind of 24 hours or so.
And those that just saw that final for the first time, incredible match. And it shows that it's a proper sport and these players are proper athletes?
Oh, they are. You know, the amount of work these girls have put in to turn out that performance that they did is phenomenal. I mean, it's been fantastic that we've now got a centralised training programme. A number of them are based with us full-time during international windows. And you can see that the improvements, you can see that we've got choice in every area of the court now, which we just didn't have a couple of years ago. They are real athletes and it took some serious stamina and endurance to get through a hell of a week of netball that they've had.
It's not just for the players, but also for Tracy and Sarah and all the backroom staff as well.
Oh, crikey. Yeah, Tracy and all of her support staff and coaches have done an amazing job. And I think it's been lovely that they've got some attention in all of this. And I know when they return home, there'll be a lot more attention focused on them. Because as we know, Tracy is completely passionate about the sport, about the team. And she's really driven passion through all of those players and through her team of support staff. They all absolutely want to do this for England. And that's because of Tracy's kind of leadership and determination.
Have you got your order in for a cuddly mascot brought back?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've had a couple of FaceTime calls with some of them and I just can't wait for them to come back into the country to give them the most enormous hug, and there'll be some whooping and there'll be some cheering. And I think I really want them to understand when they come back and set foot in the country that they have inspired a nation. And we really hope now that we can use this to really get new people into the sport. I mean, in the last year, we had 20,000 new women come back into netball or try netball for the first time. And I think that number will soar in this next year. We've worked really hard to get some programs in place like Back to Netball, Walking Netball, Netball Now, Nets, a different type of program. So whatever your age, whatever your ability and whatever your level of fitness, there's a program that works for you. It's not just the fiercely competitive international matches that we saw. You can play it in a really fun, friendly way.
And we can't ignore the funding that Sport England provide.
No, we've been really, really lucky to receive such good lottery funding. Even though it has dropped, we've documented in the press, it's dropped by 30%, 34% the last funding period of 4 years, as opposed to this current four-year funding period. But that's still only a tiny cut compared to what other governing bodies receive. Some got their funding cut completely, some got 70% cuts. And so for us to only get 34% cut, we're really proud of that. But unfortunately, the funding is only going in one direction. And post the World Cup next year, that funding for that elite squad, it is completely cut. And what we really hope that this has inspired is maybe a nation of rich investors or of corporate companies that want to get involved in the sport, because we cannot let that Roses programme not continue. And we won't. We have a plan. We have a really strong commercial plan, a really good new commercial director who I'm sure will make sure we find the funding from other sources. But it is worrying time. It's worrying time for lots of national governing bodies of sport, because that's just not where the money's going right now.
It was nice to see this morning a lot of the franchises were saying, why don't you come to the games if you've been inspired, or come and experience the atmosphere. Bath have announced details on a coaching scheme they're running. So things
Brilliant.
Across the franchise is all nice and shiny and positive off the back.
Definitely. And I think they're a big part of this success. I mean, the relationships that we have with the franchises, the ability for Tracy to pick up the phone and speak to those franchise coaches about the athletes in the Roses programme and what they're doing outside of the Roses programme, and the support that they've given us all the way through this has been, you know, really, really incredible. So we're really grateful. I think the Super League now is a real platform to get our players the right level of competition so they can compete on the international stage.
So your role at England Netball is development, and I'm assuming that includes everything from the grassroots, walking netball with the WI and back to netball?
Yes, yeah, it does. It really
development. Just a few things.
A big proportion of the organisation. So we cover coaching, officiating, volunteering, competition, all the local delivery, all those programmes you've mentioned, and lots more. And it's an absolutely fantastic job to do, because you get to go to work every day and look after the sport you love and try and grow it across the country in whatever way you can. So, yeah, we have a great team of staff. We've got approximately 100 members of staff in the development department. We have offices in every county county now across the country in a team of 18 netball development community coaches in some of the kind of high population cities. And they do an incredible job at really looking after the women and girls that hopefully will take to the courts now as a result of what we've seen at the weekend. And they'll put an arm around them. They'll tell them what type of trainers that they should wear. They'll give them advice on nutrition, on foot care, on basic health and well-being, because many of the women that come in are completely inactive before they come to a netball programme. So we really try our best to look after them and keep them in the sport.
How rewarding is that job for you?
Oh, I love it, Andy. Absolutely love it. I get up every day of the week and enjoy going to work. There's never been a day that I haven't got up and thought, I love my job and I don't want to go to work. And I feel that I'm really privileged. I'm really fortunate and lucky to be in this position that I can affect change across the country. And we're an organisation spearheaded by Joe Adams that are passionate about making changes and are passionate about doing things differently. And I think over the last couple of years, we've really shown that we will do things that aren't really in line with the norm like other NGBs do. We will take a risk. We'll package netball up differently. We'll allow people to change rules. And that's why we've been, I think, successful. We like to be a trailblazer as an organisation in absolutely everything we do.
I just hope there isn't a danger that it's almost like Wimbledon in a way and things aren't forgotten about in like 2 or 3 weeks.
I hope so too, and I think that that's always a risk. And with other legacy programs, we've seen some of them fail, or we've seen some of them not realize their true potential. But I really believe that this is a unique moment in time for us. The eyes of the nation are upon our sport, and I know that we've got the very best workforce of not just staff but brilliant volunteers out there across the country that work tirelessly to put on netball activity. And I don't think they'll let that happen to the sport they love. I'm sure that they're pulled together, and I'm sure that they will keep the momentum going all the way to Liverpool, and that will be just our next springboard. Hopefully we will make history again, come away with a gold medal, and then hopefully have another year of unprecedented success.
Sasha and I spoke to Lindsay at the World Cup launch in Liverpool, and we asked her whether or not she played, and if so, what position. So, are you a Housby or a mentor?
I'm neither. I feel awful saying this because I just don't think I can say this. You know, I'm a Chelsea Pittman. I'm nowhere near a Chelsea Pittman, but God, I'd love to be. I'm a wing attack. I'm kind of the playmaker. I was a Helen Housby. I was a goal attack. And as I continued my career, everyone grew and I didn't grow so tall. So I kind of shifted across the court from a goal attack to a wing attack, which I'm definitely happy about now.
Next up then, World Cup next year in Liverpool, and fan packages went on sale for England members today.
They did. They went on sale earlier this morning. I haven't spoken to our World Cup team yet, but I would be very, very surprised if we didn't sell out in a matter of kind of hours. Just all of the attention we were getting and all of the inquiries we're getting make me think that those would have gone really quickly. It's not the only opportunity for people to get their hands on tickets, though. There will be a few more going on sale tomorrow. So if people missed out today, then it's worth checking again tomorrow. And we'll be releasing more tickets in a July window, and there'll be a special pre-sale for England Netball members on that too.
What's the best place to keep up to date? Is it the website?
Yeah, in terms of Netball World Cup, absolutely. Head over to www.nwc2019.co.uk. We're also on our media channel through our website, englandnetball.co.uk. We'll be pushing traffic back to the Netball World Cup site. They've got a Twitter site as well. So if you follow them on Twitter, you'll get all that information, I'm sure, as well. But I know the girls are working hard to keep people updated on exactly what's happening with tickets.
And the good thing is as well, you can sign up to the newsletter as well, which will fly straight
you
into
can.
Your email box.
Yeah, it won't let you forget for a second what's coming next.
It's going to be an absolutely massive event. Will you be on the lookout for volunteers as well soon?
Yes, we're on the lookout for volunteers. Actually, now we're going to need in excess of kind of 450 volunteers, we think, for this particular event. And we know there's some really good volunteers across the country. You can register your interest on the Netball World Cup site at the moment, and it's not going to be long before we go through that shortlisting process for them. I think we're going to have far more than we can even cater for, so I'm not worried that we won't get enough volunteers. We know that our volunteering network are passionate and will want to help, but we also want to use the opportunity opportunity to try and get some new volunteers into the sport. We know there are people not involved in netball, but that actually want opportunities like this to volunteer. So we're also on the lookout for people that have particular skills amongst non-netballing communities, and hopefully they will become a legacy in their own right. So people that come into the sport for that particular event, we intend to try and capitalise on that and keep them way past July next year.
Everywhere people are talking about it. My jaw is aching and my fingers are sore typing about it. Let's get everybody looking at the right direction then. What's best? The website?
Yeah, we want everyone going to englandnetball.co.uk, and on that landing page, you will find a tab that directs you to a session finder. You will also find lots of other tabs if you want to just generally find out a bit more about netball, but we want people hitting that session finder and we want them deciding what type of netball is right for them. Once they've done that, they will pull up a list of multiple opportunities in their local areas. We just have sessions happening in every single county across the country, so they won't be short for choice. And once they get through those doors, as I said, those netball development staff will look after them and make sure that they enjoy their first experience of the game we all love.